News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, from the age of 40, men start to lose about 1% of their testosterone per year, which can lead to a variety of symptoms and issues. So what can be done about the manopause? For more on this, I'm joined now by Professor Barry O'Reilly, who is a consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist and clinical director and founder of A New Me Medical Clinic in Cork. Good morning to you, Barry. Can I ask you, first of all, what are the symptoms that a man might experience if he was going through the menopause?
Morning, Ciara. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole range of different symptoms, which in many ways parallel the menopause symptoms that women get. But broadly speaking, things like weight gain, increase in abdominal fat, general emotional things like tiredness, lethargy, poor sleep, but obvious things like reduced bone density, muscle mass. And I guess we all see hair loss, low mood, depression, anxiety, lacking confidence, and of course the sexual problems of reduced libido. So there's a whole range of different symptoms that men can suffer from.
And they all sound quite unpleasant and probably difficult to deal with. So how can we hear so little about this? Because I was saying earlier to Shane that you often hear women say, oh, if men went through the menopause, we'd never hear the end of it. But what you're saying is, to some extent, they do go through something similar to the menopause, but we hear very, very little about it.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. I think, I certainly became more aware of it from going to meetings in the States. So obviously in the States, they seem to be 15, 20 years ahead of us in acknowledging things like this. But certainly there's a medical condition called the andropause. So I guess tongue in cheek, it was referred to as the manopause. And I guess where women have an objective loss of periods defining menopause, men don't have that. And it's more an insidious reduction in testosterone levels as one ages. So it's more difficult to define and maybe a bit more or less acknowledged, certainly in Ireland.
I guess that would mirror what people refer to as the perimenopause, that people often say it's not all about the period, it's about all the stuff that goes with it, and that would be true of this. Do men find it very hard to, first of all, find help for this, but also to talk about this in general? Myself and Shane were discussing it at the start of the show, and he was tongue-in-cheek going, as I was listing off the symptoms, he was going, check, check, check. But I suspect if we weren't doing this, this is not the kind of thing that men talk about at all.
Well, I think certainly a big thing in the UK was when Robbie Williams stepped forward, I think last year it was, to acknowledge his andropause, if you like, and the symptoms he was getting from lack of testosterone. So that kind of brought things to the fore in the UK. But in Ireland, I think we're a more stoic society. Maybe we just put up with things, and men here, I guess, go to the pub and they certainly don't talk about that type of thing, more inclined to talk about sports and whatever, but less likely to talk about kind of anxiety and depression and kind of
those are
midlife crisis.
Yeah, those are features of this. We have particularly high rates of male suicide around the middle years. People often think that male suicide is a phenomenon of young men, but it's actually a phenomenon largely of middle age, not exclusively, obviously, but middle aged men, and that's something that's not discussed much either.
Well, I think it's all encompassing, really. You know, if you think about testosterone levels dropping at 1% per year from the age of 40 onwards, then these kind of physiological symptoms kick in, and I guess men find it difficult to acknowledge. Well, maybe it's just part of getting older. Similar to how women felt many years ago before the spotlight was put on the menopause, and quite rightly so. But, you know, there's definitely opportunities where testosterone can be replaced and these physiological symptoms can be improved upon. But, you know, you've touched upon other external factors, you know, as men age in terms of the workforce, and maybe they get to a point where they feel, is this it? You know, they've reached the peak of their career. You know, the family's changing, children are moving out. So the whole dynamic in the home is changing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of external factors, but there's a definite physiological issue that we could address.
There's also that idea that men, particularly middle-aged men or slightly older men, are it has become very acceptable and almost fashionable to sort of dismiss them. You know, the pale male and stale trope that people bandy around the place. Do you think things like that, things like cultural changes, are they feeding into this as well?
I think so, without doubt. You know, obesity is increasing in our country, you know, And with that comes all the different factors. In fact, that exacerbates the low testosterone levels. But yeah, there's external factors. And I think for women, and as a gynecologist, I can speak for this, in that the reintroduction of HRT after that lost generation, if you like, because of the scares of breast cancer, but that reintroduction a couple of years ago was really important. And it's really changed women's lives from 50 yeah. plus, and they've had an opportunity to kind of change and age better. And I guess men haven't, because this issue with the testosterone deficiency really hasn't been acknowledged or talked about. And so hopefully this will make this.
Yeah, and so that's why we're having this conversation. So Barry, is that basically it? It's the same idea. It's HRT for men, it's testosterone, and that, is it a game changer?
Well, I think it is a game changer, but it has to be part of a kind of a multifactorial approach to this, you know. So in Anumi Medical, what we offer support in is in weight loss, psychological assessments and improvements. It's very important to state that with testosterone deficiency and replacement, just like HRT, it needs to be under the under the guidance of expert medics. So, you know, clearly they need to have a blood test on it.
Okay.
And of course, not all men have low testosterone levels. Similarly to not all women, I guess, go through the stark menopausal symptoms that many women get. So it's very important to monitor these levels when you're providing.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for coming on and highlighting that with us this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Professor Barry O'Reilly, their clinical director and founder at Anumi Medical Clinic in Cork.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.